True, I'm not the boy I used to be. And the things you warned against, I tried them all. I spent many years thinking while all alone drinking that I could see the writing on the wall. But I got a little lady who can chase my blues away. She gives me all the loving and I thank the Lord each day. I live my life just any way I choose. Charlie's no longer got the blues. Well, I was happy being sad and sad being by myself. Until you walked into my life and took me off the shelf. Well, I hope you know exactly how I feel. Knowing that her loving is for real. Hey, I got a little lady who can chase my blues away. She gives me all her loving and I thank the Lord each day. I live my life most any way I choose. Charlie's no longer got the blues. I've been by myself until you walked into my life and took me off the shelf. Well, I hope you know exactly how I feel. Just knowing that her loving is for real. Hey, I got a little lady who can chase my blues away. She gives me all the loving and I thank the Lord each day. I live my life just any way I choose. The journey's no longer got the blues. Yes, I got a little lady who can chase my blues away. She gives me all her loving and I thank the Lord each day. I live my life just any way I choose. Charlie's no longer got the blues. I live my life just any way I choose. Charlie's no longer got the blues. Okay, Charlie, take it home.
Charlie's no longer got the blues. Carol Donna's very own Shuni Crampson, and I'm delighted the man joins me in studio tonight. Shuni, you're very welcome indeed. It's nice to see you again.
Tommy, it's lovely to be here. Thanks for having me. And I think you better correct you on the Carol Donna thing. I'm actually called AF.
Well, we won't hold that again. nice old spot as well. Oh, well, I tell you, the last time I actually spoke to you was down at the late Brian Cole's. Well, I've met you a good few times since, but the last time I did an interview was down at Brian Cole's launch.
Down the Great Northern, Brian Cole's book launch down in the Great Northern.
That song I just played, that has a bit of a history too, hasn't it? Were you telling me about...
Yeah, there was a certain guy that used to play with me in the band, and every day he got under the wagon, he would be singing Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues, and that was his go-to song, so... I got fed up listening to it, so I wrote that song there called Charlie's No Longer Got the Blues. So,
Come here, everybody knows you, Shuni, but for anybody tuning in maybe for the first time, tell us a little bit of how you started. I know you played with Brian Cole years ago, but how did you get into the music business in the first place?
I started off, my father played music and my brother played music and my grandfather was always a lot of music in our house. My father played accordion. He played in several accordion bands and stuff, which I went on to do. Started off playing music in national school, playing accordion, button cane accordion, and then when I was a teenager, then I started playing the piano accordion, and then I moved on to playing a bit of piano and keyboards, and I was playing in one pieces and two pieces and three pieces, and then in 1983, I got the honour and the pleasure of joining the great Brian Cole and the Buckaroos, and it was fabulous. The first 2 weeks I was there, we ended up going to America for a month, which was big stuff then, you know. So we were out there for a month, and I remained great friends with Brian, and we gigged together right up until he died.
Don't I hear
that? As a two-piece and stuff like that there, you know. So I've been very, very fortunate. My music has taken me on a wonderful journey.
And when did you first realise you had the gift of being a good songwriter?
Oh, I used to write. Tommy, I was hopeless at school. Like, I hardly write my own name yet, you know. Yeah. But I seemed to... poetry seemed to stick with me, things I would learn at school. And then I did start putting some words together at a very early age before, but it was a good age before I let anybody hear them. You know, I just to write these things. But the first time I had any success as a songwriter was when I had written quite a few songs, but I entered a competition on 2FM. It was called 2FM Search for a Star, but the same as whatever's going on now, that X Factor, whatever, you know, yeah. Back then. And 1989 was the year it was running. It ran for a whole year on the Alan Corcoran Show on RTÉ too. And at the end of the year, they picked a winning artist and a winning song. So I won it.
What was the song that won it?
The song was called Mysterious Lady. And they didn't even know I wrote it, but still won it. So that gave me a great lift. And at that time, I was working with Brian Call. And then I got a silly notion about starting my own band. And I did start the band for a while, but it really wasn't paying for me. So I was quite happy being in a band instead of being out front of a band. You know, I think that's where I belong. So I went back then to playing in bands. But that then in 1988, 89, Mick Flavin recorded an album called Traveling Night, which was probably his first album that he recorded when he started out with his band.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate to have a song in it called The Hard Times That Loving Can Bring. Oh. And that was me.
On the bike.
That was me up and away as a songwriter. You know, Mick liked the song. He played it a lot. And it gave me a bit of confidence as a songwriter to have the song recorded. And the song has raised its head again after all these years, and it's quite popular among the young people at the moment.
Did anybody else record that song, Mysterious Lady? What am I thinking? Am I thinking of another song, Mysterious? You know that lad down in Galway who represented Ireland in the Eurovision Song
Contest? Nobody ever recorded Mysterious Lady. I recorded it in an early album, but I keep meaning to put it on one of my new albums because it was quite a good song, you know. So, but I'll maybe put it on the next album, you know.
Did you ever try getting Brian to record any of your songs?
Brian recorded two of my songs and they never were released. Cool. I was asking Cathy, did she ever come on them? But yeah. We recorded them with Percy Robinson. We're back. If I Can't Have Your Love One was one of them, and the other one was called Feelings Can Change Like the Seasons. And I was really delighted, and I would love to get my hands on them. I know they are somewhere, but Percy might have them somewhere in the archives, just to have Brian, because I've been fortunate enough to have about 18 or 19 different artists record stuff that I've written to date, you know, mainly Irish artists and a couple of American artists. TJ Christian recorded Sometimes It Isn't Easy Being Me, and
that's right, I remember.
And I
TJ.
Wrote Dying a Death and Living the Dream for Marty Haggart and Ryan Turner. You were there that night.
That was a great night.
That was a great night, yeah. So, and everybody, well, I must say everybody, an awful lot of people from Foster and Allen, Daniel, Mike Denver, Philomena Begley, Margot Big Tom, Logan McCool, John Hogan, Mick Flavin.
So you don't have to work anymore.
Oh, I wish. But no, there's no money to be made in songwriting and country music in Ireland, but I've reached an age now and a stage of my life where I'm starting to appreciate that I have a talent for writing songs, you know.
Oh, definitely. That one you wrote for Daniel and David went down a treat.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a really good song, wasn't it?
And funny, David...
How did that come about?
I tell you, David asked me to write him a song, and I thought, well, David was 21 and Daniel was 61, and I thought, you know, how am I going to make a connection? So David kept any word in my song. So I says, David, look, I'll do it when the time's right. And then one night I was going to bed about 12 o'clock and I was going past the piano and I sat down, and just to get there I wrote the song, and I met David the next day and gave it to him, and he gave it to Daniel, and I'll not tell you what Daniel said, but he just said it was a good song. But
so it was.
And it is a great song. They do a wonderful job in it. But I asked David what did he want the song to be about, and he said he didn't care, but he said he didn't like taking things for granted or being taken for granted. Yeah. So it's called "Don't Take the Good Times for Granted." And I really like the song. The boys made a great job of it, you know.
Yeah, I love original songs. You know, I've been a lot of the American artists out now on the big labels. I wouldn't be into them at all. I'd be looking for these independent guys.
No.
I had a guy on last Friday night with me called Wendell Henson, and he just released a new album, and all the songs are all original and they're great songs. But I find the funny thing I find about some of the Irish artists when you're out, if you were to do a set of all your own songs, they don't want it. They want to hear the old ones they're used to.
Well, this is the thing. I'm very fortunate. When I do concerts, I do all my own songs.
Yeah.
When I do a dance, I do none of my own songs, unless somebody requests one or two of them. But when I do concerts, I do all my own, and I'm able to do the separate one from the other, which is wonderful, you know. And myself and Patsy Kavanagh do concerts, and I do lots of. I've been working with the fabulous Margot, who's been very, very good to me.
Excellent.
I've been on her Irish tours, and she's been so good to me. And then myself and her do, just the two of us work together, we do shows. And I'll be doing concerts, myself and Patsy starting back to do some concerts. We're actually down in McGrory's now on the 24th of July.
Excellent, lovely wee spot. It just opened up there, up there about a fortnight ago again.
On the new management, just today we confirmed the booking. We're doing a concert there on the Thursday night. This is the 24th of July, so we're really looking forward to that. So myself and Patsy do them concerts.
That's right.
We do 2.5 hours of our own music, all the songs that people don't realise we've written, and we tell the story behind them, and it's really good fun, you know.
Not a great songwriter. And Patsy does stuff up in his own place as well, doesn't
yes,
he? Yes, over the summer season.
On a Tuesday night during the summer now, he does a show there, and it's you should go along. Anybody should go along and check it out.
A good friend of mine goes down to do it a lot. Michael Cavan up in Greencastle.
Yes.
Michael goes
down.
Come here, you have your keyboards in front of you.
I have.
That sounds good. I used to be able to play the keyboards one time, but I could only manage it with one hand. I could never get the left hand at all. But right, what are you sing first?
I had a request to do "The Hard Times That Loving Can Bring," especially for Taylor Stewart out there in Lufford, and all her family and friends, and for Matthew, wherever he is tonight, the young fella.
He's a good lad as well, fine songwriter.
So, well, I'll go for it, Tommy.
Have a blast.
I just called to say I miss you and I'm lonely, and I wish I could be there all the time. The job says I'll be here another winter, and honey, you know work is hard to find. City nights can seem so long without you. There's not much here that I look forward to. I hope and pray that you're still missing me, girl, just as much as I've been missing you. But please God, I'll be in Ireland for the springtime, then I buy for you a golden wedding ring, and I'll hold the hand that held this man together through the hard times that loving can bring. We don't get much time, but that's for Sundays, and I've been working 14 hours a day. Oh, but I don't mind the work, I need the money, so that things don't have to be this way. Then I'll build a little home for you and I, dear, with children that the hand of God may bring. I'll hold the hand that held this man together through the hard times that loving can bring. But please God, I'll be in Ireland for the springtime, I buy for you a golden wedding ring, and I'll hold the hand that held this man together through the hard times that loving can bring. Through the hard times that loving can bring.
Excellent. excellent stuff.
There you go.
Kamer, when I'm talking to you, just go a little closer to the mic. Somebody just texted in and they said that you're a little bit back from the mic when you're talking, but we won't hold that against you. I can hear you.
I have a frog in my throat, Tommy.
And somebody said, Una, an old teacher of yours, is very proud of you. So, Elaine Doherty says, anyway.
Elaine,
could you
yes.
believe Elaine? Could you believe her?
Oh, you could. Her mother taught me for a while. She did.
That's the song that Brian didn't record, isn't it?
No, that's the first song I had recorded. Mick Flavin recorded that song.
Oh, that's right. Mick recorded it. And there recently you did the duet with Margot. How did that come about?
You know, I'm going to have to be honest here now about this. you put me on the spot, Tommy. Way back, I had the pleasure of writing the last two songs that Big Tom ever recorded.
Yeah.
The Pleasure Has Been Mine, that's and right. The Love Has Lasted Through the Years, which is a duet for Tom and Margot.
Margot, that's right.
And Margot asked me then would I write a duet for her and Tom, a fast song. So I wrote that song, but unfortunately Tom died. So Margot said to me, sure, me and you'll do it. And sure, I was delighted and honoured to be doing a duet with the wonderful Margot, you know. So that's it. It's called All I Need Is Your Sweet Love, and that's how that came about, you know.
Yeah, it's a great song. Yourself, Margot and David did some great shows. You were down to Mount Urgell once or twice, and great for her 60 years in the business.
That's right, and I wrote the song for her for that tour called Full Circle.
Yeah.
So she asked me to write a song for her 60 years tour.
Yeah.
It was an All-Ireland tour that we were doing with her. And I said, what do you want it to be about? And she says, well, she says, I feel I've come full circle, you know, from when she started out to she's back now, you know, 60 years later. So so I wrote the song. It's called Full Circle. And she always does it every night. And she loves it. And it sort of tells the story of what she's been through, you know, in her life and the road that the journey that her music took her on and all the things, you know, and she has come full circle from she started out in 64 to she's back now, you know, doing her stuff again all these years later, you know, so she has come full circle and she's going round again for lots of things.
She's going to, and you know it's a funny thing too, Shuni, you know, as well as recording songs now, the social media videos for the songs are becoming very popular, aren't they?
Oh, they are. And going back to Margot, we were down in Funtown there a couple of weeks ago, me and her doing a show, and she was there in 1964 and she was back there in Funtown Hall, you know. So, but no, the videos are great. The video, you know, it gets the music out there and people see the person behind the music and stuff like that, you know.
Have you ever tried the, what they call it, you know, doing a Facebook Live session? I know Brendan Quinn does one on a Sunday night. Have you?
No.
Especially since COVID came, you know, a lot of people who would have been independent artists started doing it, and it got them great new fans from all around the world, you know, because it was a great way of promoting themselves.
Yeah, well, you know, I think maybe I'm just too old for it, you know. I think maybe if you were 16 or 17 years of age starting out, you know, it was different, but I've sort of set out my camp now and I'm going to stick with it, you know. But it's nice to do some stuff online. But I mean, we have videos up there on YouTube, anyways, which is, you know. But I don't do a lot. I know the thing you're saying, but I don't do a lot of them, though. It's because probably I'm gigging most weeks, you know, and if somebody really wanted to see me, they're probably tired looking at me, you know, they come along and see me.
You know, I'd be like you, I'd be the old breed. Little did I think before COVID that after COVID I'd be getting into, not that I'm great at social media, but I think I'd be doing a show and I'd be interviewing you that people could watch us on Facebook as well as listen to you, whereas I always had a great face for radio, rather.
Yes. Well, a wee bit like that too. And I remember the first time I come in, and I come in here, I was in with David, and I forgot about the camera, you know, and I was making faces and everything, and you know, it used to be radio was radio, and you could come in with a no trousers on you and do it, but you couldn't get away with it now.
Must be very hard watching Facebook coming through the gap. Come here, another song that just came to light here recently, and I believe it's been out a while, a song that Dominic Kerwin and his son had recorded. Tell us about a little bit about that one.
Yeah, well, as you know, Tommy, and I suppose a lot of people know, Matthew's my son.
Yep.
And I'm very proud of him. He's a great musician and he's a good singer, and he's started now. he's no longer with the Kill Band, and he's starting his own career. He's releasing his first single now on the 4th of July, his debut single for his solo career.
Yeah.
And I wish him all the very best with it. But as a lot of fathers would tell you, and sons, I'm sure we weren't the only ones, that if you try and give them advice, it's, they look at you and say, well, what would you know? You know, or,
I have a son like that.
Sure, you're old, how would you know? Or they would tell you, sure, you don't understand, you know. But the thing is, we do understand. We've all been there, you know. So I got an idea. Instead of trying to ram it down his throat, I would write a song about it. It's called Old Heads and Young Shoulders. And Dominic and Barry just released it there for Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I saw the video, and they do a fabulous job on it. I have it on my album there with me and Matthew, and we never got around to doing the video. But Dominic and Barry do it, and it's really, really good, and I wish them all the luck in the world with it, you know. So that's how the song came about, Old Heads and Young Shoulders. It's me got tired trying to tell him, and him tired trying to tell me that I didn't understand. So wrote it in.
You wouldn't believe this, you know, you're talking about like that. My son, I have two girls and a son. Mm. And I worry more about him than I would worry, you know, if he's down here. He's living up in Kilmessan now, but any time he's down here for the weekend and he goes out for the weekend, I'd be worried more about him than I would be for if my two daughters was out with the weekend. I don't know if it's a dad-son thing or what, but...
Matthew, I don't worry too much about him because he's gigging all the time.
Yeah.
You know, he's very busy gigging, and he usually phones me every night on the way home or something like that, you know. So
he's a fine songwriter himself.
He's a great songwriter. And, you know, if he's spared to live to be my age, I predict that he'll have written some wonderful songs, because he's written some very good songs when he was 20 years of age. He wrote a song called Something As Simple, which I loved, and another song called If Your Life Was Written in a Book, which is a great idea for a song. And I think it's one of his best songs, but he never does it, you know. So,
yeah. There's another song I heard you wrote a while back, and the last time I heard it, you sing it was up in Max Backroom Bar. It was for the steel guitar player, Sarah Jory.
Yes.
That was a lovely song, and she was really touched when she heard.
She was. I think she's putting on her new album. but you know, as I said, my music's taken me on a wonderful journey, and when I come, just I'm a wee flower pot farmer up on the side of the hill, and I've had the honour and the pleasure of performing with the greats and writing songs for the greats, and it's very humbling. But yeah. Sarah, I wrote that song for Sarah, and Sarah came over to, of course, the great Ryan Turner studio, and Ryan produced the whole thing and put it together for us, as he's done so much for me. And Sarah was there, and you were there in McGorry's in the back room the night she was there. Sarah Jory's not an ordinary person. She's a genius.
Oh, genius.
She's just, you know, an absolute genius. And just to be part of it and to have her to play on it, you know. And I'll tell you how that came about. You know, anybody that likes music or has listened to music will be able to look back at something happened in their life musically.
Yeah.
They heard some bit of music and it totally blew them away. But at the time we were doing a show in Waterford with Phil Mack and Odell down there, and I was going on stage next, and Sarah was on, and she played The Mansion on the Hill.
Yeah.
And I was standing at the side of the stage, and it knocked me for six. The hair stood up on the back of my neck. She just blew me away, you know, just one of them things. And that's how the song came about. So she plays The Mansion on the Hill in the middle of the song that I wrote for her, and it's just it's wonderful, a wonderful thing. It's a very nice thing to put together, and to have to say that Sarah Jory recorded or played on your song, you know, on her song. But no, it was wonderful experience.
And come here, the sound of a steel guitar is lovely, but Sarah, and what about young Josh Turner?
Yes,
Ryan,
what about
Jungnet, him? By God, I'm telling you, not only can he play the steel guitar, he can play the guitar as well.
He can play anything.
His dad is a gifted man as well, Ryan.
Ryan is one of the most gifted men in Ireland, and he's going to carry on till he is Joyce the same.
He's the most laid back. He's the most laid back guy as well. And
yes,
a good singer. He has one or two albums.
Yes,
himself,
great.
Ryan.
And I mean, Joyce has got a tough taskmaster, because Ryan Doesn't let him away with anything. He makes him learn everything. But Joyce is a very, very talented young man. And, you know, he's only 15 now.
Yeah. And well, it's hard to believe, you know.
Lead guitar or piano or steel. Like, he's really come on leaps and bounds on the steel, you know. And practice and not do that. It'll only do part of it. You have to have the talent, you know.
Yeah.
And he's definitely got talent, bags of it, you know. He didn't lick it to the ground, but he's really, really fabulous, you know.
And must feel great too, you know, Shuni, when you hear one of the, you know, like Mike Denver or somebody like that doing Morning Sun and Memories, somebody, different artists who recorded your songs. You must feel great when you hear them singing your song at a gig and then the response from the crowd, you know.
It's great. I remember one night I was farming and there was a dance on called Absalom Piston. There was a big band playing in it. And it was late at night and I had the Wellingtons on and I come down to the chip shop at 11 o'clock at night and I could hear the band. I think it was in the back room and they were playing one of my songs. I thought, that's great, you know. But I tell you, I got a great kick the first time. I didn't realise at the time, when you write a song and somebody records it, you could be having a real bad day and they're in the studio recording your song. You don't know it until the song's released. You know, they don't know they have it recorded. But I remember John Hogan, who's a very good friend of mine. John took Morning Sun and Memories to Nashville way back about 1991 or 1992, and he got all Nashville musicians to play on it. And I didn't know. And then John came back with his Nashville album. I thought, my God, these people in Nashville, all these great musicians were sitting down playing on my music way back there, you know. And since that, to hear so many... We went down to do Opera Les Daniel down in Waterford,
yeah.
And myself and Anne-Marie walked into the studio at 9 o'clock in the morning. Jonathan Owens was there and all the band.
Yeah.
And they all had in-ears and headphones, but they were rehearsing Morning Sun and Memories. And I was walking in the back door and I got here. I thought, that's lovely music. And because there was no vocal. And then after a few minutes, I realised it was Morning Sun and Memories. And it was a very special feeling, you know, to hear such talented guys and Daniel's crew, to hear them playing your music correctly, you know. It's lovely. It's really, really nice, you know.
Just that you mentioned that, I just got a request in here. It says, could you get Tuny to sing Morning Sun and Memories for the Divers in where's that?
Urus.
Roxtown.
Yes, Kilmany.
And want to hear you singing Morning Sun and Memories. And I said, I'd ask him now whether he sings it now or not is another thing.
I would also like to do it. Am I going to do it, am I?
Oh.
Right, I'm a wee bit hoarse, but you'll put up with me.
Go on.
I'm going to do it also for Roisin and Martin down there in Ballyfin. Will I go for it, Tommy?
14.
That'll not work. Recall the way you smiled the first time that I met you, bewildered by your beauty, I could hardly say hello. I've loved you from the first time you held my hand and kissed me, where the golden sun was setting and the ocean breezes blow. But if you decide to leave, please stay on till morning, if only so that I could spend just one more night with you. Then slip away into the night, don't worry, I will be alright. The morning sun memories will help me get over you. You reassure me in your smile that you'll be there if ever I need a friend to lean on as the winds of change may blow. This love we share is like a dream, please let me dream forever. If I can't dream forever, darling, I want you to know that if you decide to leave,
Please stay on till morning, if only so that I could spend just one more night with you. Then slip away into the night. Don't worry, I will be alright. The morning sun and memories will help me get over you. The morning sun and memories will help me get over you.
Great stuff, and then a great old song.
Thank you.
It's funny, I remember one year I was out in Nashville the same time as you, and yourself and your buddy, what's his name?
Liam.
Liam, yeah. And you really lapped it up.
Oh,
you,
God, I did.
It's a great town, isn't it?
Yeah, great town.
Do you ever try flogging any of your songs off? I know TJ Christian got one.
Well, I did. I actually went out and I went up to Royal Acuff Place, you know, up there. Yeah. And there was a song I just sang on there, and I enrolled in the IENSA. And I have the wee card in my wallet to say I became a member of the IENSA. But that's, excellent. It was just, it is a bucket list thing.
Yeah.
But it's impossible. You couldn't, you know. I went in and there was a crowd of people. There was a queue out to the road, people going in playing their songs. And, you know, I'm not being horrible, but when you're from Ireland, you can't make, you know, the whole thing, culture doesn't fit. I mean, they were singing about fried chicken and long neck beer and down to the river and alligator shoes and, you know, and I just thought, you can't put a square peg in a round hole. I'll just stick to my own songs and, you know, be grateful for what I have, you know.
Yeah, I'm the same, Shunia.
But now,
the traditional country is
TJ Christian did record Sometimes It Isn't Easy Being Me.
Yeah.
And as I said, Marty Haggard did the Day and a Death and Living the Dream, that kind of song, all right, but no, in general, no. You know, if you were to write a hit song at the minute in Nashville, sure, what would it be? You know, it'd be a pop song, anyways, for a start.
I remember when Marty was over here, it was up when he was up around Kildafta, his dad passed away.
Yeah, just before, his dad passed away a week before or so.
Just a week, yeah. And what's this I was going to say to you? You're busy enough, you're kept going at every weekend, two or three weekends.
I am, I tell you, I'm starting my Fridays. I do a summer season down Gorta Hark, down in the Austin Lough Alton. I'm starting on the 27th, down with Joe and Philip and the boys down there. So I'm down in Gorta Hark every Friday night from the end of June to the end of the summer, which I'm really looking forward to. And I've met some wonderful people down there over the thing, you know. About another day then, on the 6th of July, as I'm sure you heard about the fire and the damage was done down at the Doe Famine Village.
Yeah.
And I used to do tea dances down in the Red Roof Barn down there in the Famine Village for Pat. I used to do them a few years ago, and we had Brian Call and Frank McCaffrey, Hugo Duncan, Gary Gamble, had everybody down there. We had fabulous times. So I'm going back there as my small contribution to Paddy and the gang. I'm going down on the 6th of July to do a tea dance here from 3 to 5 on a Sunday afternoon. So everybody, if you'd like to come along, and it's just to show appreciation for Paddy, and there's no admittance. It's free, and Paddy's making the tea, Paddy and Magella, the tea and the sandwiches, so it's just to give them a wee boost of morale. So we're doing that on the 6th of July from 3 to 5 Sunday. You know, and of course, on the 13th of July, I'm on Cairn Dunne Street with their big festival.
And then you're doing a thing, aren't you, with Max T. Barnes and Ryan?
I am indeed, and I just go on to that. I'm on the Cairn Street on the 13th of July. I'm doing other stuff in between, you know, regular gigs, but these are, and then on the 27th of July, I'm in the Colgan Hall with Ryan and Max T. Barnes and Mark Doherty. Max T's coming over and Ryan has organised a tour for him. So that's one of the dates here is in the Colgan Hall on the 27th of July. You'll be down for that, Tommy. No, you can't come down.
No, Sunday night.
Sunday night, you can't come down.
But
it'll be a great night. And on the 24th of July, I'm in McGrory's with Patsy. Patsy Gavin on the 24th of July. And in September, of course, I'm going away with Highland Radio.
You're lucky devil, yeah.
Highland in the Sun. Anybody who's any sense, get on board and get away with Highland Radio, the Highland in the Sun.
You know, it's funny, I was up with Seamus O'Donnell there one day about 2 weeks ago, and I was listening to, you know, we were talking about the songs you wrote, and I said, Seamus, I wonder if I got on to Shuni, would he write an old song about a country boy? On the radio.
There's loads of songs and about said, country boys.
Does he,
Ricky Skeggs is a country song.
I know he is, but there's only the one, you know, really, around this part of the world.
Yes.
But it's funny, you know, it's great, you know, you're deadly, you know, the amount of songs.
Well, sure.
Can't believe it. Especially, you know, when a song, a lot of singers, there's a lot of young kids coming on now through the scene, and it's all about getting, if you get the one song that's kind of known as your signature song. But you have so many songs. I know that people recorded them, but you have your own signature songs as well. It's a great thing to have, you know.
I have about 60 songs recorded that I've written, you know. People just pick one off the album or something they got there.
Yeah.
But I have, and do you know what I'm going to do, Tommy, before the end of the year, at the back end of the year? I'm going to do a concert here in Letterkenny for 30 years of songwriting.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing, Ryan Turner's doing it with me, he'll be the band. And we're putting together. I have so many songs that so many people recorded, and there might be some of the people come along in the night, some of that recorded the songs, they'd be welcome. But I'm going to have special guests, but it's going to be about the songs that I've written over the 30 years of songwriting.
Oh, that'd be
so
great.
I'm going to have it in Letterkenny before the end of the year, so I'll keep you updated on that there, you know. That's, and as I said, I am doing concerts with Margo and things in Margo, but I'm really looking forward. I think a few years ago I had a bit of trouble with a ticker, you know.
Yeah.
And my whole life flashed in front of me. So I'm still not out of the woods, but I'm going all right, you know. Yeah. And I'm very thankful for Dr. David and all the people who kept me going. But I decided that I'm going to do this concert that hopefully before a day. Because there's no point in them having a big concert after a day, and you know, but he wasn't here that night.
People should appreciate people before they die.
Well, we'll give them a chance to do that. But that's an ongoing. No, seriously, there's quite a few people. As I said, there's about 19 or 20 different arts in Ireland.
That'd be a great song. That'd be a great gig, you know.
So some of them will be there, and I'm going to do a good patch of the night, and maybe some of the songs that are lesser known.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing. We'll do that before the end of the year. And I must tell you this, every second Sunday night I do a dance in St Mary's Muff, you know, the Prokel Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a tea dance, and myself and Bridget McCallion and a wonderful group of people down there started it off just to get people of a certain age group back out after COVID, because a lot of people stopped going out.
Yeah.
So we've been doing it now every second Sunday night in the month, and for well over a year now, and it's going great. It's a fabulous night. Bridget's great crack, she makes a tea and gives everybody a go, and I do the music, and the music was on from 7:30 to 9:30, so it's early, you know. So and I'm doing other stuff in between. I'm just back from 2 weeks in Spain with Eric Ryan. The pleasure of, he had me out there, Derek, on Derek's week he does a songwriters concert.
Yeah.
And he had me out there for the 2 weeks doing the songwriters concert. So I was on stage with him and Johnny Brady and Lisa McHugh, and it was just fabulous, you know, and I would like to thank him for that, because it's great to sit on stage beside Derek Ryan and he sings a song and you sing a song.
Top
and,
talent, know, he's a top, you know, talent too.
Top, he's a very talented writer, you know.
Margot's just been on the phone to wish you all the best, and if I could have got her on the phone, come here, I'll tell you, give us another song and I'll try and get Margot on the phone.
If she
might text me her phone number and I'll ring her, because I might have her phone
number. I might have it.
If you get Anne-Marie there to give me your phone number, I'll give her a call and we'll try and get her on, and you can sing an old song while we're... What are you going to sing this time anyway?
This is a song that I wrote, and I'd like to dedicate it to everybody out there. It's a song that T.J. Christian recorded in America. And it's a song called Sometimes It Isn't Easy Being Me. And so we could all say that, Tommy, couldn't we?
Yep.
Mine is just a no familiar story with someone special there I once knew, who
who shared my life and dreams for such a long time. Now that she's gone, I don't know what I'll do. People, they don't realize I'm hurting. A smile upon my face is all they see. But deep behind the smile, there's so much sorrow. And sometimes it isn't easy being me. Spend each sleepless night here thinking of her. Though all my friends